Welcome to Art Southeast, a weekly sound portrait of the artists and arts events in the Panhandle. I'm Margot Melnikov, and in this program we'll meet the Tears of Joy Puppet Theater and Sitka's Baranoff Bluegrass Band. We'll also find out what's on the March arts calendar. The Performing Arts Tours program, managed by Arts Alaska for the Alaska State Council on the Arts, is taking 7 groups to 32 communities in the state this year. In February, 2 puppeteers toured from Southeast to Fairbanks. Marika Partridge found them in Port Alexander.
Tears of Joy. It's a theater company based in Vancouver, Washington. They mostly perform puppet shows, often for elementary school audiences. 2 members of the company have just passed through a variety of villages and towns in Southeast Alaska as part of a statewide tour sponsored by Arts Alaska. I met up with the puppeteers in the fishing community of Port Alexander, where an enthusiastic crowd of all ages turned out to beat cabin fever on a wet Sunday afternoon. They performed 2 shows. The crowd pleaser was Coyote, a furry pint-sized character who enthralled the entire audience.
Well, not only am I handsome and smart, but I'm a hero, too. Yes. Why, who was it? Who tricked the evil witch and turned her into bones? Who did that? I'll give you a hint. Coyote. Who tricked the evil witch?
Coyote!
And who destroyed the great swallowing monster who had eaten all the people? Who did that?
Coyote!
Right again! And who built the falls on the Willamette River? Who did that?
Coyote!
You folks know all the answers.
I think with Coyote, it was mainly our interest was in doing an Indian story from our region. They don't get done that often. We have a lot of fun with them, and hopefully end up at the end, everyone understands that Coyote is an example of what you don't do if you want to get along.
Most of our shows are audience participation shows. It brings in a whole other dimension to include the audience or make them believe that they have something to do with the outcome of what happens. And indeed, they do, somewhat.
Both Kevin Lucas and Mark Steering have theater backgrounds, but puppetry was introduced to them through their involvement in Tears of Joy. It's a 6-member company, often on the road, usually performing shows based on traditional folk tales. They're aiming to push past the stereotype that puppetry is just for kids.
We're trying, in a sense, to expand the limits of puppets out of just solely that this is just for children, and that somehow it's less than legitimate theater because it's just for children. So we do not just puppets, but we do mask characters, but we're always doing something where we alter the shape of human reality. We never use just a plain human face. We always have a mask or some sense of, in some sense, that's our definition of puppet, is that it's an inanimate object that's brought to life by a human being. And it doesn't matter whether that inanimate object is a fork or an actual puppet or a mask on the face of an actor. It's, for us, it's the inanimate object coming to life that's the sense of what puppetry is about.
Mark, would you do me the great favor of putting on some of your voices for me?
Well, certainly. First I'll do Raven. Raven is a really peachy character, as you might be able to tell.
And then, of course, there's Beaver. Yeah, Beaver. Beaver is the only really nice character in the whole show. Yeah, but unfortunately, he's also extremely slow and a little bit dumb. Yeah, so that's Beaver. And then there's Woodpecker. Now, Woodpecker is an amorous bird, always looking for love inside of cedar trees.
So, that should cover a couple of voices in the show.
Will you do Coyote?
Oh, I feel so good. It's so good to be here in Alaska. I just love traveling around like this.
For Art Southeast, I'm Marika Partridge, reporting from Port Alexander.
Another group on tour in Alaska is Sitka's Baranoff Bluegrass Band. Their concert tour began in Southeast in late February and ends March 12th in Bethel. Jim Davis and his family moved to Sitka from Tennessee in 1962, and they've been singing ever since. Stella Lindbergh has more.
The Baranoff Bluegrass Band from Sitka originated about 10 years ago, with Jim Davis on guitar, his daughter Wanda on bass, his son Alan playing banjo, and Dan Keck on mandolin. About 5 years later, harmonica player Bing Gauker was added to the group, and Atsuo Sonoda took over playing the bass, while Wanda switched to the autoharp. Last year the band toured Japan, and currently they are on their fourth tour of Alaska. Jim Davis, a native of Tennessee, talks about his involvement in bluegrass music.
Well, I played for a number of years on the Grand Ole Opry, and so that's how I got involved in the thing. I started playing music when I was a little kid, I think about 8 years old, something like that. I came into a guitar somehow or other. But I happened to have lived very close to some musicians who were involved in the Grand Ole Opry, and so from that they kind of took me under the wing, and I kind of gravitated into it, you know. When I was at the Grand Ole Opry, then bluegrass music was strictly bluegrass music, but it has since lost that, you see, the opera has. It's moved on to other things, and it's more popular stuff. They're playing very popular music now, just with a steel guitar behind it, and really about the only thing. Even rock and roll, they're playing a lot of that right now, and then they're calling it country, you see, and simply because of the instrumentation that they have. You know, if there's ever any reviving going to be done, that's looks like you're going to have to do it outside of the Nashville area, because they're not interested in that in that kind of thing anymore.
The group practices together at least a couple times a week, continually adding new material to their current repertoire of over 250 songs. A major focus of the group is their unique vocal style.
We have been told, I don't know how accurate this is now, but we've been told that we're one of the three bluegrass groups in the country that does bluegrass in four-part harmony. Our interest is basically singing, and so that's what we work on.
What did I see coming in for to carry me home? A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot.
We have to write our own music for these, because you see, most of it was not written, and when we do these four-part harmony pieces, we have to do a rearranging for the whole thing. It's only been just very recently that it has been done in four-part harmony, and that's still new yet, and a lot of people even today, you know, have difficulty with it. So it's we're kind of starting out on a new thing, you know, from that standpoint.
Ezekiel, middle of the field, coming for to carry me home. Well, he just wanted to see how a chariot feels, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Bluegrass is a happy sound, and it has a story to tell. Whether it's a ballad or whether it is not, it has a story to tell, and it's always an upbeat thing, because the people from the mountains who particularly Appalachian Mountains, the Cumberland Mountains as they're called, or the Blue Ridge Mountains, whichever state you happen to be in, they did this as an expression of their hope, you know, a religious faith and so on like this. So it was always an upbeat kind of thing. It's not bluegrass music is not the somebody done somebody wrong thing, you see, that like the country music is, that like it's developed to. And this is one of the reasons why we're making a determined effort to preserve the bluegrass music actually as it was, because of what is really involved in it, the background of it and things like that. And we think it's pretty great. It has something to say that we think we need right now.
I asked band members Jim Davis and Dan Keck how they felt about their involvement with the Baranoff Bluegrass Band.
We don't do it for a living. We don't make, that's not how we make our living. Now, we're doing it simply for the pleasure of it, and we agreed a long time ago that when it got to the place where it was no longer pleasure, we were going to all quit.
This is a first-rate hobby, and I think everybody should do it.
For Art Southeast, I'm Stella Lindberg in Sitka.
Here's the March Arts Calendar for the Panhandle. March 10th is Native American Emphasis Day in Juneau at Marie Drake Junior High, including Native dances, arts and crafts, storytelling, and traditional foods. Linda and Paul Rosenthal are the guest soloists with the Juneau Symphony, performing in Juneau March 11th and in Haines March 12th. The Alaska Native Writer, Holding On to the Land, is the name of a conference at Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka, March 29th to April 1st, featuring guest writers Leslie Silko and Simon Ortiz, sponsored by the Institute of Alaska Native Arts. You've been listening to Art Southeast, the region's weekly arts magazine. Thanks to Marika Partridge and Stella Lindberg of KCAW in Sitka for contributions to this program. And special thanks to Cy Peck Jr. for recordings of the Angoon Dancers' entrance and exit songs, and to John Wilson of Three Wheel Drive for the piano music. Art Southeast is produced by Margot Melnikov at KTOO-FM in Juneau. This program is a project of Alaska Art Southeast and is made possible with funds provided by the Alaska State Council on the Arts and support from the public radio stations in Southeast Alaska.